Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear him with me every single Sunday here on 92.3 The Fan, and you see him out on the social media streets covering this team every single day. He is Daryl Ryder. His training camp reports are brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome on into the program this evening. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hello, hello. Making me work on a Thursday night. How dare you?
I would say that I apologize, but I don't really feel that bad about it because I've got some questions about the Cleveland Browns. And when I got some questions about the Cleveland Browns, I got to get my guy, Daryl Ryder, on the horn. A little bit of news this morning about this running back room from Diana Russini that the Browns could be getting active on the trade market looking for a running back. You know, they invested two draft picks, Daryl, into that position group this April. Could you really see them investing another pick into the run game here?
Yeah. If they want to have any chance of winning, yeah, I think that they have to invest again in that room. Do they want to do it? No, but I kind of feel like they have to do it. I mean, you don't know when Quinshon's going to be available. Once he is made available, let's be honest about it, going to take a couple of weeks to get him up to speed physically as well as playbook wise and whatnot. It's not like he can walk right through the door and you put him on the field. So you might say, well, they're doing that with Isaiah Bond, but he's been here for a little almost a week or so, and they're going to play him Saturday, but they're going to be careful with how they play him Saturday. But yeah, they've got to bring in another running back here because, you know, the running game's been meh. It's been okay. It's not been electric. It's not been explosive. And so I don't know what they're going to get out there on the trade market, but I posted this on X today. I mean, if you want to know how things are going for the front office, they brought in four quarterbacks to pick a starter, and they needed a fifth dish to get through the preseason. Okay. They, as you alluded to, Nick, they used two draft picks on running backs to try and replace Nick Chubb. And well, now they got to make some calls on the trade market to try and find some help because one of those running backs is not currently available to them.
So Daryl, are we looking at somebody that's going to be an RB3 or maybe a third down back? And if so, like, do you have a specific name in mind that you would want to see the Browns go after?
I don't have a specific name, but I got to think. Look, I mean, Samson's just not been that great. He's not blown me away, and that concerns me a little bit. And clearly it concerns Andrew Berry, too. So I think that where they're at right now, right now Jerome Ford's running back one. So logically you're looking at seeking a RB2, and again I don't know what they're going to be able to get if you're going to give up a mid to late round draft picks for that particular player.
I want to talk about Saturday with you, Daryl. Sister Jean turned 106 years old today. She's got Joe Flacco beat, even though Joe Flacco is going to be one of the oldest starting QBs in the league at 40 years old.
Did you compare Joe Flacco to Sister Jean?
Maybe.
That was mean.
Listen, as someone who was raised Catholic, that gets you struck by lightning, my friend.
Well, hopefully when I walk out of the studio this evening, I remain intact and unstruck by lightning. But what should Browns fans expect to see out of the old man here on Sunday?
Well,
or Saturday.
20-25 plays is what Kevin Stefanski said. So you're looking at two, maybe three series. Look, I'd like to see him put a scoring drive together, right? I think that that would make folks feel pretty good. I will say that he's looked really good in practice. He dropped a couple of dimes during practice. We're not allowed to film the team 11-on-11 stuff anymore. If we did, I'm sure you'd see a couple of highlights circulating on social media. So I really like what I saw from Joe during practice this week. Saw a couple of things that if they're able to execute on Saturday in the game, then I think Browns fans will feel pretty good about 40-year-old Joe Flacco starting the season as the starting quarterback of this football team. And then the question will be, can he stay healthy long enough to continue doing it, and can he play at a level that keeps him on the field and does not force the organization to start playing the kids?
Well, to that point, Kevin Stefanski told you guys that Kenny Pickett will not play on Saturday, but it seems like everybody that covers the team continues to talk about Kenny Pickett as if he's just about a lock to make this roster in the event that the Browns do carry all four quarterbacks. Anthony Alant and I had argued and debated this for the whole first hour, just that it doesn't make much sense to keep Kenny Pickett around now that you've named Joe Flacco the starting quarterback, and we've got to get some sort of evaluation on the rookies at some point here. Where's Kenny fit into all of this, Daryl?
He's QB2. They can't afford to just get rid of quarterbacks. This is Cleveland, Ohio. They don't grow on trees. Well, I guess they kind of do. It's just they never end up panning out and becoming the franchise guy. Look, they need three quarterbacks to get through a season historically. You don't want to put Shedeur Sanders out there if you don't have to this year. The organization is telling you what they think of Shedeur without coming out and saying it directly, okay? He's going to be the last quarterback on the field on Saturday. He's clearly QB4 on this depth chart. There is no movement in that regard. They don't feel he's ready to play. They feel that Dylan Gabriel is more ready to play than Shedeur is. That should tell you all you need to know. But my gut tells me they're going to need four quarterbacks to get through this season. They might need five. We may see Deshaun Watson before this whole thing's over with this year. He's on the socials right now putting videos together of him, doing the dropbacks and throwing the football and showing off the mobility and trying to show that the footwork's there. The Achilles is just fine after being sewn back together not once but twice in the less than 3 months late last year. But I don't feel like Kenny Pickett's expendable. I don't. Do I think the guy's a starting quarterback in the NFL right now? No, not really. But I do feel like there are people in that building that are disappointed that he suffered that hamstring injury and thus went away their opportunity to make him the starting quarterback against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Kevin Stefanski was very adamant the other day in talking about Joe Flacco being named the starter. He was very clear and said that Joe earned the job. It was not a by default type of a situation. However, let's be real about it. There was some by default mixed in there.
Daryl, overall, since they brought in all four quarterbacks, the healthy ones at least, how do you feel about how this entire quarterback, quote-unquote, battle has played out?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is what it is. I mean, I don't really have any feelings one way or the other. This is going exactly how things typically go for the Cleveland Browns. They had to bring in Tyler Huntley to take camp reps and to take some snaps in the preseason. There's nothing more Cleveland Brown than that. You know, you go to camp with four guys competing for one job, and you can't even get through training camp with those four guys. You need more help. So, you know, I think that the results are the smart results, in that you have to sell to Myles Garrett and the veterans, we're trying to win. We probably won't win because the offense might not be all that good. Just look at the receiver room. Guys not named Jerry Jeudy. And you can do that with Joe Flacco. Yeah, I don't think you're going to do that with Kenny Pickett. I don't think you can do that with Dylan Gabriel. The guys really like Shedeur Sanders. If there was a popularity contest right now, it'd be a toss-up between Joe and Shedeur. If it were my depth chart, it'd be Joe, Shedeur, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel would be fourth on the depth chart, because I just don't think the guy's an NFL quarterback. I think he's a backup at best. He's not a starter. But they used a third-round pick on a guy who's not a starter, so good for the Browns. And meanwhile, they don't really have a lot of faith right now in Shedeur. And the reason I know they don't have a lot of faith in Shedeur is because you look at the reps he's getting, and you look at where he's getting those reps. Because if they had faith in him, he'd be getting Dylan Gabriel comparable reps, and that's just not happening. So again, don't believe what you hear. Believe and trust what you're seeing, and I believe and trust what I see on a day-to-day basis, where I'm confident enough to say that. The organization will never say they don't believe in a player, okay? Those are my words. That's how I'm describing the situation, but that's the facts.
Daryl, so where are we getting lost here with the Shedeur Sanders thing, right? Because we've got all of these national guys that spent a little bit of time at training camp. We heard Mark Schlereth yesterday on the station, three-time Super Bowl champ, just applaud Shedeur Sanders and say that he would, you know, Brian Baldinger said that he would opt for Shedeur Sanders over Dylan Gabriel. Like, all of these national guys, plus all of the local people.
I'm saying
people.
The same thing, though, too.
Plus you guys, but like, why are the Browns not seeing what everybody else is seeing? Is it that they're being so stubborn that they drafted Dylan Gabriel first, that they're just sticking to that pre-draft evaluation on these kids? Where are we getting lost?
That's exactly it. Andrew Berry loves his draft picks. And Andrew Berry is not going to admit in year one that he made a mistake with a draft pick. They are going to, we're going to see Dylan Gabriel this year. God help us all, but we're going to see it. And I got news for you. I don't anticipate it to go as well as it did in Philadelphia for him. And I'm saying that knowing he committed not one but two turnovers in that game. So, but that's what's going to happen. Jimmy Haslam made it very clear. We have to see these rookies this year. Kevin Stefanski knows the assignment. But at first, we got to get through the Joe Flacco period and see if Joe can find the fountain of youth and help them win some games early. But look, you're not getting any argument from me. I would much rather watch Shedeur Sanders than Dylan Gabriel. That's just me. I'm watching practice this week, and I'm standing there and I'm saying, why the hell am I watching Tyler freaking Huntley take reps right now in 11-on-11 preparing for the preseason dress rehearsal? Why am I being forced and subjected to watching that? That's where I'm at on this whole situation.
Daryl, I don't know what you did to deserve that either. I
me neither. You know, I'm nice to everybody. Well, most everybody.
You're nice to a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, you're nice to everybody in this room here. That's what matters.
All right, so the Huntley thing is interesting because you say that Kenny Pickett's going to be QB2, which is what it looks like it's going to be.
Right.
Doesn't that then provide another roadblock for either of these rookies to get to the field at any point this year?
Well, I have a wild theory.
Go ahead.
Oh.
They trade Kenny Pickett and Tyler Huntley goes to the practice squad. That's how they keep four quarterbacks. They keep the two rookies on the active roster. And then if they need a backup and they don't want to put one of the rookies on the field just yet because either Joe's not available or they, you know, need to make a change, you get those practice squad elevations and you elevate Huntley for a couple of times. That's just me throwing stuff against the wall. Kind of like the Browns did with the quarterback room this year. Same thing. I'm throwing stuff against the wall, hoping something sticks. But it wouldn't shock me if that's something that they did. Stefanski said today that Pickett is not ready to play on Saturday, which I'm a little curious about. I do think that there could be some flexibility in that quarterback room where Andrew Berry gets a little creative to find a way to keep four quarterbacks. But look, you're probably not getting Pickett through waivers. You're definitely not getting Sanders through waivers. And, you know, it is even though I'm not a big Dylan Gabriel fan, they did get calls on him. And, you know, you're probably not getting Dylan Gabriel through waivers either. So I don't think anyone's running to the waiver wire to get Tyler Huntley. So maybe he's the guy you can get through waivers and onto the practice squad. Again, just throwing ideas out there.
Daryl, once all of this offseason craziness of the depth chart and the QBs, like once all this dust finally does settle, we will get to play a football game here on September 7th down at the stadium. And Joe Flacco is going to start that game. And I think something that's not getting discussed enough because of the two young quarterbacks plus Kenny Pickett is the fact that the last time we saw Joe Flacco, he took the Browns on a magic carpet ride, and we all remember how it ended in Houston. Once push comes to shove and we could actually play some real games, do you anticipate that Joe Flacco can recreate that magic that he had in 2023?
Do I think it's possible? Sure. Do I think that there's longevity with it? Probably not, but you hope so, right? Look, the longer Joe Flacco starts games this year, the better the season's going for the Cleveland Browns. If he doesn't end up starting a lot of games this year for the Browns, well, then we know exactly what happened this year, right? I honestly do believe Joe Flacco gives them their best chance to win football games right now. Of the four or five quarterbacks they have, Flacco's the guy that gives you the best shot to win.
I have an open-ended question. You have very little time to answer it, which is a perfect way to ask an open-ended question. What is the point of this season?
Oh, boy. You're going to try and win early. If that fails, then you got to go into quick evaluation mode of these kids, these quarterbacks, and basically answer the question we all already know the answer to. Yes, you need to draft a quarterback next year, no matter what. But I think that's it. You stick to we're trying to win games and trying to compete this year as long as possible, as long as Joe Flacco will allow you to do that with a straight face as you're looking in the mirror, telling yourself and trying to convince yourself you can win. That's the goal. Win as much as you can with Joe Flacco, and then and hopefully he stays healthy to do so. And then if you're unable to win those games, and you have to make a quarterback change to go into let's look and see what we have mode, well, then the season becomes about positioning yourself for success in 2026. And that's not just with the draft, but obviously that's on the football field too.
Daryl, appreciate you popping on with us this evening. I'm looking forward to recapping Saturday's preseason finale with you on the Sunday show, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., it's the first game in the preseason that we're going to get to see Gabriel and Shador on the field at the same time. So something tells me we should be in for some flamethrower fun on Sunday.
That's right. Get your flamethrowers ready. We'll be ready with the hot takes.
He is Daryl Writer. Go follow him on social media at Writer Wrong Fan. Appreciate him popping on to the fan hotline this evening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.